blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 74, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat. Give answer unto me. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 74.
Thank you. Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the first book of the Bible, Genesis 19. But first, we make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 19, beginning with verse 17. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for that which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abram got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, My father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in, and lie with him, that he may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ammon. The same is the father of the children of the Ammonite of Ammon unto this day, thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, Thou who didst remember Thy servant Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, wilt Thou teach us to pray, teach Thy children to pray for the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we also are lying before the destruction of the world in which we are living, so that if we do not escape, we will be included in it. Oh, that Thou may give an earnestness about our life, and that we may with all our heart and all our might and all our strength seek to be found in that refuge, in that hiding place, where we shall be safe with all those whom we love. But Thou knowest also what dwells within the heart of each and every one of us. For it is not enough to be separated from this world. And because Thy servant did stand in Sodom and did fall in the cave, so that he did sin, that great sin against Thee, under the influence of that which Satan uses, also in our days, to take away the mind, the rationality of men, which was meant for the poor and for the needy in their distresses. Oh, that Thou may remember us also together, that we would not be involved in that foolishness, and that we also may not be infected as those daughters were infected with the sins of Sodom, so that they come within our own households, so that they come within our own hearts. O Lord, how we need to be kept on every side. We can put ourselves in a monastery, but we bring ourselves along. Then we need to be converted by Thee, and we need to be kept by Thee also, Thy children, every moment. And Thou knowest that it is also with them, so often not the way that it ought to be. For, Lord, Thou knowest our life and all that it contains. And Thy servant Lot was also no example to his children in the way that he did live. Wilt Thou teach us from above? And wilt Thou lead us into all of Thy truth? And that we may walk according to all Thy laws and all of Thy statutes. Give Thy word a rich place in the heart of young and old. O Lord, then we travel, each one of us, quickly to the end of the time and to the end of our own time. Thou knowest our sluggishness, our slothfulness, and especially because of our deadness, But wilt thou give that life unto the dead, and that life in exercise unto the living, that thou mayest deal with us not according to the sin, and that lives and comes forth from us each and every day. Oh, that thou wouldst wash us therefrom, and give us to walk in a new and in a holy life, and that we may desire to be upright before thee, and that we may live close to thee, and that our iniquity and our sin may draw us time and again unto the footstool of thee, who didst place thyself upon the cursed tree, and that thou mayest pay its price for the sake of thy church. O Lord, that we may receive also open eyes, when we cannot see the way to be delivered into all that thou hast accomplished for those who are not able to accomplish it. For we do lie in our own misery, in our own sin, in our own blood. And it is our own guilt, it is our own sin, it is our own pollution from which we need to be delivered. And that not for the first time, but continually. Lord, that thou mayest thyself labor in the midst of the church of thee, thy true church, where that they are. O, thou knowest them in the midst of us also, even when they are not able to make such a confession themselves. Then thou knowest all the grief that there is in the heart of those who do mourn for sin, and that thou mayest look them up in the places where they are, and that thou mayest give them a little light in their darkness, and that thou mayest feed them with a little water in their thirst, to give them a little to drink in thy house in this day, that thou mayest care for thine over the length and breadth of this whole world. For there are those that are in other places, for thou hast a church over the length and breadth of the earth, and it is a holy Catholic church. It is a universal church, and thou knowest where that they gather, sometimes with but a few, under circumstances of great persecutions, and that thou may give them strength, and that thou may supply for the need of body and soul. Wilt thou look upon the entire congregation? O Lord, thou knowest our death. We are looking for a miracle. We are asking for a wonder in the midst of us. We are beseeching thee for life from the dead. And there is no man that is able to give this unto himself, but thou who dost use the means. We beseech thee to use also us in this afternoon hour, and thy holy word as spoken from the voice of a man, but may it be heard as the voice of God, that it may be by thy Spirit applied, that there may be a movement, and that there may be life born that never existed, that there may be hunger born, thirst, crying, mourning, desiring, longing, loving. Wilt thou grant us, young and old, an earnestness in seeking the one thing that is needful, care for the sick and the afflicted, and all those that mourn the losses of their loved ones in the weeks that are gone by, whom thou knowest. Do supply as man is not able. Do be among us in this afternoon as one that serveth, forgiving and taking away our many sins, and looking upon us in and through thy dear and only begotten and beloved Son. For Jesus' sake, amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 386, stanzas 1, 4, 5, and 7. O Lord, make haste to hear my cry. To thee I call, on thee rely. Incline to me a gracious ear, and when I call, in mercy hear. 1, 4, 5, and 7 of Psalter 386. Thank you. Beloved congregation, the Apostle Peter has written, "If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" What does that mean? That the righteous are saved only and by great difficulty and through hardship. They are scarcely saved. What did the Lord say to Lot when he brought him out of the city? He said to him, "Haste thee, escape for thy life." You remember what that means, right, children, now? To escape. That means to slip out, to slip away. That means that is how that the Lord is delivering his people. Scarcely. That means that it becomes a great wonder in the life of that people. Would it be a great wonder in your life if you were saved? The longer God's children live, the greater wonder that it becomes to them that they would be saved. What does the Lord teach them? More and more, then they learn the truth of that word of the apostle. Scarcely. We wish to see that also this afternoon hour with the Lord's help from the words of our text, which you can find in the portion read to you, Genesis 19, verse 26. Genesis 19, verse 26. "But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." So far, the words of our text. Our theme is almost saved. First, a revealing sin. "But his wife looked back from behind him," a revealing sin. Second, a standing monument, "and she became a pillar of salt," a standing monument, almost saved. A revealing sin, a standing monument. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Are you glad to see the sun rising in the morning? When you see that the sky is clear, then you say it is going to be a bright day. Children, and then you say sometimes, young people, to one another, "What are we now going to do today? It is a beautiful morning." And you know what we can read in the Word of God, Solomon says. Solomon says that we do not know what a day may bring forth. It is sometimes on the most beautiful days that the most horrible tragedies are taking place in this world. There are some of us here who remember Rudy Luva and the day that he was killed. And what a beautiful, beautiful day that was. The sun was shining. Everything was so still. And then it seemed as a great contradiction that such an awful, awful thing could happen on such a beautiful day. And now we read that the sun that is rising, and when Lot, he has entered into Zoar, the Lord, he has withheld his hand. He has kept it still until he has brought his own child into that place of safety. And now, when the sun arises, and when the expectations are arising, in the morning of this day, in the heart of the inhabitants of all the men, the women, the children of that city of Sodom, then it is in that moment, then it is in that morning that we read, Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. The Lord Jesus speaks about the inhabitants of the first world. Then he said that they were marrying and giving in marriage until Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and took them all away. Thus the world did not stop. Before the judgment came, but the world was going the same as it did every day before. And the Lord Jesus speaks also of the same concerning Sodom. He says, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold. They planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Suddenly, unexpectedly, in one moment, who can imagine what this now was for these Sodomites? When the fire of the Lord, when the fire of Jehovah, we read, rained down from heaven. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, it is easy to mock at sin when the sun is shining. But the Lord says there is coming a day when every mouth shall be stopped and all the world shall become guilty before God. There is not one that will be exempt from this. Not a single one. If it does not happen in our lifetime, it will happen in the day of our death. Brimstone. Brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. What is brimstone? The word means burning stone. Today we know that brimstone is the element sulfur. So you know, young people, perhaps also what that is, sulfur. Maybe One of your science teachers has shown you what sulfur is. It is often in your science class already ground into a powder. And when your teacher will begin to heat that up, then the very first thing that they will do is place it where? They will place it under a fume hood. That is very important. Why? Because that burning sulfur that gives us off suffocating toxic fumes and that you are not able to bear, heated, it does not begin immediately to burn. No, it first begins to melt. It melts into a liquid which has a deep blood red color. And when does that liquid begin to burn? Not until it is heated to 450 degrees Celsius. Thus we read here that the Lord is raining down brimstone, fire and brimstone from heaven. But now that soil that is being rained down upon, that is very heavy in bitumen, we know what that is. That is asphalt. And we are very familiar with that asphalt here in Alberta. Because if we only go to the Athabasca tar sands, young people, maybe you go there sometime on a field trip. And then the earth is also covered. That is with this bitumen. And now this asphalt, and that also burns. But you do not need to heat it so high. It is only around 250 degrees Celsius that this asphalt will begin to burn. So you understand, young people, what is now happening, right? From heaven, there is this burning sulfur. It is now in liquid form. Each of these drops of blue-colored flame, they are surrounding a drop of 450 degree liquid that is falling to the earth and that is setting on fire the asphalt of the earth. Thus you understand that it is not only fire from heaven, but that that entire valley that now begins to burn, then there is no place in that entire valley that is free from this, that is free from this heat and this fire, except for Zoar. We read Sodom, we read Gomorrah elsewhere, we read also Admah and Zeboam. They were cities, all four of them. They were cities that were included in this devastation. Oh, what a horrible panic that has naturally taken hold of these inhabitants of Sodom. When suddenly there is nowhere to go, when suddenly children, the rain from the skies, that is not that which is cold, no, but that is very, very hot, so that with every drop there is a screaming and a crying from children, parents, fathers, and mothers. And they are not able to help their children, their young people. Everyone and they try to escape, but there is nowhere to go. No, not to escape, but anymore with their own life. And then that tremendously suffocating, toxic fume of this burning sulfur, brimstone, and fire from the Lord out of heaven. That is often mentioned in the book of Revelation, hell, that is described as a lake of burning fire and brimstone. Oh, what shall that be? Does heaven not draw us, congregation? Does heaven not draw us? Does hell not frighten us? Then how dead must we be? Then there is nothing but is written in the Word of God that is able to make the least impression upon our hard hearts. The Apostle says, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Oh, what kind of word is sufficient to describe the miseries and the agonies that the Lord declares in His own word shall be our everlasting habitation? And when we die with our sin, with our guilt upon our own account, when we are not found united and included in that covenant which He has made with His only begotten Son. O Lord, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. O Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime hadst thy good things. O how shall that come unto our ears in those days? Thy lifetime, remember, remember thy lifetime. That lifetime wherein thou hadst so many good things. That lifetime wherein it was declared unto us that we are in danger of perishing forever. That lifetime wherein the Lord declared unto us and that there is a place of safety, and we have come and we have gone from that place of the holy, and no impression, no impression, no impression. Oh, that we would learn the evil of our sin, because the Lord, He is severely displeased. The wrath of the Lord that does burn against sin, and because the day is beautiful today and the sun is shining, that does not mean that the anger of the Lord is not burning, that the Lord is not only withholding His hand yet until all His children are safe, and then, oh, then the day is coming wherein the heavens shall be rolled away as a scroll and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Oh, how shall the Lord do it? We do not know. But we see how the Lord has done it in the past. Oh, is it not a great wonder that the Lord has privileged Lot, that He has taken Lot, and that He has set him without that city? Lot and his wife and his two daughters separated. Separated by the goodness of the Lord, by the kindness of the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord. You see them there? You see them there, all four of them in Zoar. Oh, there they may be together. And there they may bow their knees. And there they may acknowledge the Lord for His mercies. Four of them children? All four of them? What do we read? Lot and his two daughters. Oh? Were there not four that have been set outside? Were there not four that have been greatly privileged by the Lord? Was it not also the wife of Lot? Where is she then? Was not she also set outside of that city? Yes, indeed. That is what we have read together. We read that those angels, they have taken hold of the hand of Lot. And then, specifically, and they have taken hold of the hand of his wife. Also her hand, and set her also outside of that city. And where is she now? Yes, that is a sad story. We know what has happened. That is what we read in our text. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. So yes, she was set outside of that city, but she never came into Zoar. Thus, those are two distinct matters. To be set outside and to come in. Two distinct matters. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. The Lord struck her dead. Struck her dead in one moment. What a severe punishment. You say, maybe that was too severe. We read of the punishments of the Lord in His Word. We read of Elimus the sorcerer. The Lord struck him too. And He made him blind. You read of the king, Uzziah. And the Lord struck him. Leprosy in his forehead. One moment. Uzzah touched the ark. Dead. Ananias, Sapphira, yea, for so much. Dead. Adam, one piece of fruit, and dead. Spiritually dead, and his whole posterity. How severe is the law? there is no room for the least transgression of the law. Do this, and thou shalt live. Disobey, and thou shalt die. It is so simple. The law that knows no mercy. What did the Lord say unto the wife of Lot? Look not behind thee. What did the wife of Lot do? And she looked back from behind her. What does the law say? You must die. Is it not simple? Is it not simple? That is the law. And when we are under the law, and when we stand outside of that covenant that God has made with His dear Son, then we stand in the covenant that God has made with Adam. That is the covenant that says, do this, and thou shalt live. Disobey, and thou shalt die. Is that now the covenant that we are still under? O fathers and mothers, do we teach this to our children? What law means? Then when we say do this, and it does not mean actually do this, then we do not teach them what the law of God says and what the law of God will require. I know. We are parents. We are not just judges. We are also fathers and mothers. And thus it is not with us strictly law. I understand that. It may not be. But our children also need to know how that is with the Lord. How that is with the law. That there can be with that law no mercy. No, not for the least transgression. You say all she did was look around. All she did was look the other way. From this way, she looked that way. Maybe she did it only one time. Is this then a sin that is worthy of death? Oh, it is true that to look this way or that way, that is not a moral evil in and of itself. It was sinful here. Only because God had commanded her not to do it. But that is not now the extent of the sin of Lot's wife. No, it is not only that she has turned and that she has looked about her, but that sin revealed something. That sin revealed something that was living within her heart. Our sins do too. When we are walking in the midst of this world, and when we are seen to be disobedient, then it is not only those acts of disobedience, but they are showing what is on the outside that that is showing what is on the inside. It is showing what is living in our heart. Oh, the body. The body of Lot's wife that was placed on the outside of Sodom. But where was her heart? Where was her heart? Her heart remained behind in Sodom. Oh, Lot's wife, despised the fact that the Lord brought her out. The Lord separated her in His great goodness, in His great mercy. He made a distinction between her and the people of Sodom. And Lot's wife despised this. She was grieved with the way that she had to go. And the Lord is offended. Is offended. Because He has shown unto her such a great mercy. And she returns to Him such a great ingratitude. Being separated from that people of that land. From the city of sin. And yet her heart is hankering, longing for all her household stuff. Maybe she even questioned, is it true? Will it be destroyed? I don't see anything of it yet. Maybe these men, they are not from the Lord. Maybe we should not have left Sodom. Maybe we should not have gone along. Oh, the Lord knows. Everything that was living in the heart of this woman. But this sin, this look that is revealing that her heart is not right with God. But his wife looked back from behind him. No, the Lord is not too severe. The Lord tries the children of men. He tried them in the wilderness. 40 years long, we read in the Bible, He tried them. For what purpose? He said to try them. And to prove them and to know what was in their heart. Whether they would obey His commandments or no. He tried the Syrophoenician woman. How did He try her? First He waited. He waited, and she was crying in her need, and He waited. That was a trial. Does the Lord try you? How long are you waiting? Do you keep crying? What does Job say? Will the wicked always call upon God? Oh no. When the Lord waits, then the wicked, then the hypocrite, he cannot wait. Everything must go quickly. But now the people, in their need, they wait. They keep crying. because there is nowhere else to go. To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, the Lord waited. And when he answered, he called her a dog. Called her a dog. And what did she say? That is the truth. That is the truth. Will you make it through that trial? You make it through that trial? Are you ever afraid? If the Lord tries me, that I will not come through, that I will not make it through that trial. He tried this wife of Lot. Look not behind thee. She did not make it through. She did not make it through. She was set outside, but it was not enough. She never came inside. Let us sing 384, 1, 4, and 5. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, in thy searching eye doth see, where'er I rest, where'er I go, my ways are known to thee. 1, 4, and 5 of 384. Thank you. almost saved. First, a revealing sin. Second, a standing memorial. What do we read? But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt, a standing memorial. What does the Lord Jesus say? Remember Lot's wife. Apparently, this memorial has stood for many ages. The Jewish historian Josephus claims to have seen it with his own eyes. Clement of Rome and Irenaeus in the first centuries after Christ have testified that this memorial still stood in their days. That means that it remained a memorial unto the world, at least to the third century. But it cannot be seen anymore. That is, congregation, a judgment. It is a judgment for this world. And that this memorial cannot be seen anymore. When the memorials, the standing memorials of the Lord, that we may remember his judgments upon sin, when these are taken away, then more and more we have the signs that a man is left to his own devices. And still, there is a memorial. And what is that memorial? Well, I know that some of you have been to this place. And we read in God's Word that Lot did choose all the plain of Jordan for a reason. You know what that is, young people? Because it was well watered everywhere, even as the garden of the Lord. What is the garden of the Lord? It is the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. What was not in Eden? Weeds, thorns, thistles. Everything flourished in Eden before sin came in the world. And now this valley is described in God's Word before the Lord overthrew the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah as being like unto the garden of the Lord. And now you may ask those in our midst who have visited this place what it is like today. Now there is a sea in which nothing grows. It is the Salt Sea. It is called the Dead Sea. There is nothing able to live in that sea. And thus this place is a barren wilderness that was once the garden of the Lord. Thus we say it's yet a memorial unto the world. But only look it up, young people. For the description of this place. And then there will be all kinds of theories. How that this place became so desolate over many millions of years, such and such, and now it is the Dead Sea. That is directly contradictory to the Word of God. And the Lord will certainly hold and bring to account a world that despises his memorials. A standing memorial against sin and especially against these sins of Sodom. Thus we are warned. What does the Lord say with it? Remember Lot's wife. Where was she set? She was set outside of Sodom. And she never came into Gomorrah, into Zoar. That is, congregation, a solemn warning. Especially for us. Why? Because we are also separated by our birth, by our baptism. We are brought into a certain relation unto the people of the Lord. Even if those people of the Lord do not set an example as they ought to set, even as Lot did not set an example as Abraham had set, yet the Lord takes us and our children by the hand. And he sets us without the city. He makes a separation between us and all the world through his providence. He took them by the hand. He led them out. What does the Lord do in his providence? Did you have a choice, young people, in what family that you would be born? You say, no, no. Who did that? The Lord. The Lord did that. And when the Lord takes us and he sets us without the city, then what does the Lord say to us when he sets us outside? He says, escape. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. That is that message that is coming to us and to our separated children, our wives, our husbands. That is a privilege that is not coming unto all this world, who are not separated, who live in the city, which will soon be destroyed. Oh, do we understand what our privilege is? Because we are set out the city, however, does not mean that we will come in. Oh, how many of us are going to perish with the wife of Lot? Do we have a family? Do we have a wife? Do we have a husband? Do we have children? And now at the end of our journey, will you look at them for a moment? Who will be missing? Who will be missing? Our own children, will we be missing ourselves? But his wife looked back from behind him, She was separated. But she was not changed. Her body came out. Her heart did not come out. Her life changed. But her heart did not change. Will that be also, and is that also with us? We are a member of the church. We are a baptized member. We are a confessing member. But is our heart in the world? Is our heart in the world? Remember Lot's wife. She escaped the judgment of Sodom, yes. But she received her own judgment. She went along. She went along with the religion of her husband. When the days were bright, when the days were sunny, and it never became her religion. It never became her own. Oh, she was indeed in pretension. Our conscience that can set us to many duties, many religious duties, to reform our life without actually renewing our heart. And when our heart is not renewed, then we are hiding. We are hiding our sin behind our religion, before men. And we know we cannot hide it before the Lord. But what do? Well, then we try to pay something back. Something back with all of our religious deeds. We are puffed up by them instead of being humbled under them. As the true church of God, who say, I am an unprofitable servant. I have done what was my duty to do. Oh, there is a living complaint in the heart of that church that my life, that is not what it ought to be. That is not living in the heart of that hypocrite. These congregations are almost saved. Not far from the kingdom of God, but not in it. What shall that be? To be not far, and yet to be not in. Oh, to behold it with your eyes, the great supper of the Lamb. And yet not to be able to eat thereof. Almost saved. Hearing the word, never struck by the word, never humbled under the word, reading the word, never drawn by the word, taught about our misery, never became miserable. Living under the truth, never affected by the truth. Or is it different? Is it different? Because we can be affected, and then we are brought even closer. Even closer. And yet, even the affection does not bring us in. Cannot be missing. But it does not bring us in. Almost saved. Living in a city of morality. Civil life. Satisfied with that. Better than the world. But it was so close to the city of destruction. And it was destroyed with it. Almost saved. Seeking a quiet conscience. But not seeking the removal of our guilt. Visible sins are forsaken. Bosom sins are preserved. Lacking the honesty of David, like we sang it, search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. It is hard to be tried. Examination is painful. Do the people not know that? Oh, they know that. They know that. David knew that. Is it fearful to be tried? Yes. Do they tremble when they ask that? Oh, Lord, try me. Oh, they tremble. They tremble. And yet, oh, Lord, it needs to be true. It needs to be true. Almost saved. Having much to do with the law, because a religious man has so much to do with the law. But he was never slain by the law. We read of Paul. He says, I was alive without the law once. And then the commandment came. Sin revived. And I died. And I died. And without that, we have a righteousness that does not exceed the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees. Be careful of wounds that heal by themselves. Wounds that heal by themselves without that heavenly physician. They are wounds that do not go deep enough. They are wounds that do not probe the infection wherewith we are infected. Almost saved. Crying with that multitude, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And later, crucify him. Christ on the lips. Is congregation not Christ in our heart? Speaking of him is not needing him. We can say, Master, Master, but not be brought in the place of those who fall at his feet. Say, Lord, I
must receive my sight. So close, so near unto that Savior, walking beside him, never united unto him by a true and saving faith. Instructed about him, never revealed to our soul. Contemplating his greatness, never beholding his beauty, never seeing his preciousness, confessing his power, never falling at his feet, receiving his common grace, and missing saving power. Enlightened by his Spirit, and never needing and never receiving the forgiveness of our sin. Almost saved. Congregation, remember Lot's wife. She came out. She was separated. She never came in. She is set as a sign. She is set as a memorial before the eyes of the whole world. And it is rejected. Conviction is not conversion. Reformation is not renewal. Separation is not salvation. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we need a miracle. We and our children. For what maketh us to differ? She was set out. We are set out. She never came in. And if thou dost not bring us in, we also shall never come in. O Lord, give us to use thy means, and with a cry in our heart for the application of thy Spirit. For the time is so short, and thy judgments that are coming will be unbearable. We have no eyes to see, except thou dost give us sight. Remember us and our children, that thy word may have a place in our heart that we cannot give it. Revive thy people, and that they may learn to pray, and that thou wouldest hear from heaven thy dwelling place of the cry that came up from the people that are in bondage. Dismiss us with thy blessing, forgiving what was sinful in speaking and in listening. For Jesus' sake, amen. 415, 6 and 7. Who is he that fears Jehovah?
walking with him day by day, God will lead him safely onward, guide him in the chosen way. And what follows in 6 and 7 of Psalter 415. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.